All right, Wilson, let's get the day started, shall we? A little behind schedule here. 6:37, downtown 40, waiting for it to rain. Neighbors, government workers, all got the day off up there in the Northeast as that snowstorm hit New York and Boston, Rhode Island. 2 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast, 3 feet up in Rhode Island. Thousands of flights were canceled. Roads are now starting to reopen. Mass transportation coming back. Power is returning to the hundreds of thousands that lost power yesterday. Some surpassing totals from the blizzard they had back in 1978 that hit the Northeast. Classes canceled in New York City again today. Yesterday, 5,600 flights were canceled out of the Northeast. 3,000 flights in that section of the country were delayed. Still, a bunch of flights canceled so far this morning, about 1,500 or so, but they are starting to slowly get things moving again. Down in Mexico, the melee continues. Major airlines yesterday canceled flights in and out of places like Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Aeromexico, Delta, United American, Air Canada, all canceled and scaled back their flights to Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara. Many offered customers flexible rebooking. Some government agencies will implement more sweeping limitations on air travel today, as concerns persist since they took out the number one drug cartel leader in Mexico, Nemesio Cervantes, earlier in the week. But the dust is starting to settle. It's been 4 years, 4 years already, and Russia still has not been able to defeat the Ukrainians in their country. They keep fighting. Europe supports them. On Tuesday, more than a dozen senior European officials arrived in Kiev to back President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Ukrainian people. Zelensky said Ukraine's defended its independence and statehood for 4 years. Ukrainians are achieved his goals of being able to hold on. Putin did not get the quick, overwhelming victory that he had hoped for or said he would. The cost has been high on both sides, both blood and money. The largest conventional war on soil since World War II, and so far no peace in sight. The president of the United States continues to push for a deal, but cannot get the two sides to come together. Iran and the United States are due to hold talks today and through Thursday on Tehran's nuclear program. Those talks will be held in Geneva. Americans assembled a fleet of warplanes and aircraft in that region ready to react if Iran will not deal. Iran and the United States will hold them on Thursday as America once again is putting pressure on them. The president said Iran just will not be allowed to have a nuclear warhead and ballistic missile technology that would fire them into the United States and around the world, so they must come to the bargaining table. The recovery of skiers killed in that avalanche has been completed in California. It took them days and days. Rescuers faced all kinds of perils in that backcountry of the skiers that died in the most deadliest avalanche we've had in the U.S. in more than 45 years. That storm lashed out, hit California's remote Sierra Nevada wilderness area, and skiers, of course, raced to the backcountry, and there were all kinds of dangers with it. President Trump will use his State of the Union address tonight to champion his immigration crackdowns, slashing of federal government, the tariffs that have been bringing in billions and billions of dollars, and the shape of the economy. The balancing act of celebrating his first year back in the White House while making a convincing case for midterm races that are coming up in November. The main theme will be that the country is booming with a rise in our manufacturing, new jobs. The president's also expected to decry the Supreme Court ruling against his tariffs that actually give him the power to do so. In fact, some of the justices said that he'll be able to use other rules and regulations and things that have already been passed to increase tariffs on other countries as well. The disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother 3 weeks ago has people from all over now just volunteering, launching their own searches. The Pima County Sheriff's Department said they appreciate the concern everybody has for Nancy Guthrie, but they want people to stay away. Leave it to professionals. Experts said volunteers can be force multipliers and should undergo background checks and be trained to work under direction of law enforcement if they want to help. But people have lost hope right now. I mean, she was taken January 31st, and it's February 24th, and they have no sign or clues as of yet. That 21-year-old man who entered Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort, with a shotgun and some gasoline, was shot and killed, worked as a golf course groundskeeper, and sold illustrations of golf courses. A cousin who grew up with Austin, Tucker Martin, said he never talked about politics. It always seemed to him like he was afraid of guns. He had no idea why his cousin would do this. Authorities said Martin walked through the gate at Mar-a-Lago, Florida, raised the shotgun when he was confronted by law enforcement, who then opened fire on him when they were threatened by the shotgun. Trump was not there at the time. He had just bought the gun, still trying to put the pieces together. Some say may have been suicide by cop. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth plans to meet with the CEO of Anthropic. That's an AI company, the only one of its peers to not supply technology to U.S. military's network. The CEO has raised ethical concerns about government use of AI, including the dangers of fully autonomous armed drones and AI-assisted mass surveillance. So, Hegseth said he wants AI to become a key part of our nation's defense and security and wants to talk with him later today. Well, 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline healthcare workers in California will return to work today after a four-week strike in California and Hawaii. They wanted better wages, better staffing. They said there was significant movement on the bargaining table last week, provided no additional details. Kaiser officials said an agreement on wages was reached. The company is working to schedule now in the returning employees. Food and Drug Administration is proposing a system for approving customized drugs and medical treatment for patients with rare, hard-to-treat diseases. The pathway laid out Monday aimed at approving one-of-a-kind therapies, including the use of some of these emerging gene editing technologies that they have. It's a shift that's long been sought by patients and advocates and researchers. For many of these rare diseases, drug companies have had little financial incentive to develop them. The FDA proposal, if finalized, would codify a plan for drug makers and researchers to study and commercialize treatments without having to conduct large, expensive clinical trials. You may recall in President Trump's first term, he signed the Right to Try Act that would give people some glimmer of hope who really exhausted all measures to save themselves to be able to use some of these experimental drugs and procedures. Supreme Court's agreed to hear from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits that hold them liable for damage from climate change. The companies went to the Supreme Court after Colorado's court allowed a lawsuit in Boulder to proceed. The company said the lawsuit presents a serious threat to America and the industry. The administration urged the high court to block the case as well. But you find the right judge in the right town, and they will let these things go through. Shares are mixed in Europe and Asia this morning after our stocks went down. However, so far this morning, our U.S. futures are a little higher. Home Depot's fiscal fourth quarter performance, a little muted. Home Depot, Mark, that's a store where do-it-yourselfers go and for fixing things in the house. Like Mark had a room he didn't even know if there was a bed in it or not in his house.
For a couple days.
Home improvement retailer adjusted their earnings and revenue. They earned $2.57 billion for the 3 months that ended February the 1st. And Home Depot still has a bright outlook for the coming year. As we mentioned, our stock slipped yesterday. The S&P was down 1%. The Dow Jones lost 800-plus points yesterday. NASDAQ was also down 1.1%. The U.S. dollar's value edged lower against other currencies. Gold continues to rise because its reputation of being safer than some other investments, so it continues to go up. Silver was up past $84 yesterday. On Wall Street, some big losses hit companies that are under suspicion of getting undercut by an AI rival. For instance, CrowdStrike fell 9.8%. App Lovin' sank 9.1%. They've lost 43% on the year. They're worried about AI. More big moves ahead this week. We'll hear a profit report coming out from NVIDIA. That will be on Wednesday. Airline stocks fell yesterday, obviously. The heavy snow over in the Northeast canceled over 5,000 flights. So United lost 5.2%. American was down 4.9%. Delta Airlines down 3.7%. Federal officials said yesterday could be a coin flip on whether the Feds will cut their main interest rates or not. They got another big meeting coming up sometime in March. As far as crude oil, was up 31 cents today, $66.62 a barrel. I saw this morning that Town Pump had gas at $2.74 a gallon. So it went down a little bit yesterday. And you got a chance to see six planets in parade all in a row in the night sky. We told you yesterday this happens at the end of February. You'll be able to see it with the naked eye. The planetary parade happens when these planets appear to just line up in the sky all at once. So on Saturday, you can go outside about an hour after sunset. And sunset now is about 5:55 or so in the evening, so probably about 7 o'clock. And look to the western sky, and you'll be able to see Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. Jupiter will be higher up, and then it's Uranus and Neptune, but those will only be visible if you have binoculars. Anyway, Saturday night seems to be the night to do it, and this won't happen again until the year 2040. But don't worry, we'll be here to let you know when that's going to happen, the way things are panning out. Cat Country News Time is 6:50. We'll check sports and weather next.
In sports, it is good to be a good Major League pitcher. Chris Sale has signed an extension with the Atlanta Braves. I'm not a real baseball guy, but I remember him being with the Red Sox and being a real up-and-comer and one of the best pitchers. But he had 5 years worth of injuries, so he's all better now. They're going to pay him $27 million this year.
Wow.
And that includes a club option. So if he has a half-decent season, he's going to make even more money.
Man. Well, we have an 80% chance of rain today. Now, right now, the rain is holding east. It's east of here. The way the future radar looked, maybe about 8 o'clock we might get a shower, but high today only 43. Tomorrow, 52. We get to Thursday, going to be windy, but 58. Friday, 52. And then Saturday, we get a big drop down to 25, and it's going to be colder. I look for a bunch of calves to drop that day. Big pressure drop, cold, you know. So, but then the following week, things start to warm up. We're getting to more a spring pattern now as we get into March. 40 degrees out there right now at 6:52, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together, anniversary week.